You are listening to Real World News.
Native seeds defended in Paraguay while new GM events to be approved. The Seed Week began on Sunday in Paraguay. The event was called by many Paraguayan peasant organizations under the slogan People's Heritage at the Service of Humanity. The activities, scheduled until Tuesday, aim to recognize the value of native seeds, both in terms of quality and for food sovereignty. A radio spot on the Seed Week, sent to Real World Radio by the National Coordination of Indigenous and Rural Women Workers, Conamuri, said in defense of native seeds threatened by agribusiness against the imposition of genetically modified seeds and agrotoxics. Other organizers include the National Coordinating Board of the Peasant Organizations, the Paraguayan Peasant Movement, and the Organization of Struggle for Land. The activities, which will take place in the facilities of the former Metropolitan Seminary of Asunción, will include a meeting with representatives of peasant organizations as well as seed experts and an event downtown to join the Occupy Monsanto campaign, which is a global week of action against U.S. transnational corporation Monsanto, world leader in the GM seed market. Prensa Latina reports that the Seed Week also aims to reclaim native seeds from agribusiness and to build forms of socializing the peasant and indigenous productive diversity. There is also tasting of typical food. Meanwhile, it could be expected that this week Federico Franco's de facto regime in Paraguay will release 5 genetically modified corn events for commercialization. VT-TripleProp, NK-603 and MON-810, the three owned by Monsanto, VT-11 of Swiss company Syngenta, and TC-1507 of Dow AgroSciences, which is part of U.S. group Dow Chemical. I understand that there is great certainty that next week the release of 5 corn events will be approved, Santiago Bertoni, representative of the National Biosafety Commission at the Ministry of Livestock and Agriculture, told Reuters News Agency. The commission is the agency in charge of assessing the risk of GMOs in Paraguay. In August, the government had already authorized 3 varieties of GM cotton seed.
You are listening to Real World News.